Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So David, in case you haven't heard yet, in case you haven't seen the Instagram or the Facebook posts or any of the stuff that he's sent out there, David is newly engaged.
That's right.
So congratulations to David. Does that sound right?
It does.
Maybe in 2 years.
Oh, so that's too
maybe.
Early?
Maybe. He's already saying maybe.
Why are you saying maybe?
Well, I mean, like, don't know. Don't know. I did not mean it like that. More so in 2 years.
All right.
Because that's kind of like our date we've set.
So I need like a in 2 years type of David the Barrel Boy song.
We're not going to play this.
Not, I'm sorry.
Why'd you play this?
His finger slipped.
That is the wrong button. I'm so sorry for that.
What is this?
This is a song Brandon's my mom music. Walked down the aisle to. My mom's half Japanese. True story. Born in Okinawa. What? Is my mother half Japanese?
Yes.
David, so as the best man, I want to enter this song.
Oh.
I know you haven't said I'm officially the best man yet.
Will you show up in some karate garb, too?
I'll wear my kimono and my headband like I did on television back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If we can make that happen, I will make you the best man.
Do you promise?
But you have to do, like, flips and stuff, too, and have a sword.
You'll have to do some training.
Joey has all that stuff.
All
right, I'm in. Best man?
Yeah, okay.
We'll coin it right here today.
Man, I don't know about this.
Anyway, I know you're excited, but one of the things we didn't talk to you about was how you did it. Because we knew, like, after the fact, because you didn't tell us first, and we kind of had our feelings hurt a little bit.
Well,
we talked over this weekend. We were really sad.
Whatever.
Well, we had a pool party at my house with the rest of the staff.
That's not true
either. Second time this summer that David didn't come.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, he wasn't invited to this one.
Oh, because I didn't make the first one. I can't make the second one.
Well, we were all talking about it and why you didn't tell any of us.
Yeah. Well, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell her parents. I didn't tell my sister, friends. No one knew except for me. And I wanted to keep it that way because I wanted it to be the ultimate surprise for her.
And maybe you would have been more nervous, too, if you would have told people, like, oh, it's going to happen this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, more pressure or
like
something.
If she would have said no and you have to tell all of us that she said no.
I don't think she would have said no. But no,
I guarantee you, if we said, hey, has anybody ever said no to a proposal, somebody would have said no.
Yeah. But right? Rachel, I don't think she would have said no.
Right.
Anyway.
So what made you think this past weekend was the right weekend?
Well, she was gone in Florida this past week going to like Harry Potter World and all that stuff and Universal. And I thought, it'd be kind of cool if I did something for her. So Thursday, I had an inkling that I wanted to do something, but I had no idea I wanted to propose yet. That idea didn't come to me until Friday when I
What time? What time of day?
Friday afternoon.
Like what time?
Like as soon as I left here. So basically what I did
was... So we kind of helped him.
Yeah, we did. I told him he should propose.
Right.
No, you didn't. That's not true at all.
Just go along with it.
Okay, make it all up. No, but Friday...
make this about me.
He's trying to steal your thunder.
No, but on Friday after work, I went to her apartment. I set up this little deal where I got all these Hershey Kisses, and I spelled out on her bed, I love you, and I left a little card.
Aww.
And it was a card that said, I love you. And it said something about how we're best friends, and I love my best friend, all this kind of stuff. And I said, this is us. And I said, I'll pick you up for dinner tomorrow night at 5:40. And so, you know, I had flowers and all this stuff, and she loved the sweet message. And I think she thought that was kind of it on the big surprises. And so I took her out to dinner to Omar's Uptown, fancy place in Jonesboro. And after that was all over, I took her back to my house in Wiener, my parents' house, and when we got back to my room, I said, hey, I want to talk to you about something. And she said, okay. And so she was kind of confused, so I was holding her by her hands, and I said tonight was very symbolic of our relationship because so many of our anniversaries, we had gone to Omar's because it was, you know, the fanciest place in town, all this kind of stuff. And she was wearing this special bracelet, and I specifically asked her to wear it because it had the saint symbol on there for New Orleans. And that was the first place she had told me that I love you in my room was the first place that I told her that I love you. And I said, there's one more memory I want to make in here.
David. Oh.
And then that's when I dropped down on one knee and I said, Rachel, will you marry me?
Oh.
So when you were going down to one knee, did her eyes get big? Like, what was she doing? Did she start shaking?
The whole time I was talking to her, she was kind of like, you're being weird. What's going on? She was like interrupting me saying you're being weird.
And you're like, shut up. And I was trying to talk to you.
I was like, give me a second. Let me get this out. No, but whenever I asked her, she was like, is this real? Yes!
Aww.
She thought it was a radio bit.
No, but the funniest thing...
we were going to pop out
somewhere. Are Brandon and Kelly here?
No, the funniest thing, the way she said yes was, yes! Like that. And so it was almost like she was so unsure about what was happening.
Yeah.
And then when I put the ring on her finger, I could just feel how she was trembling. And she was still shaking when we were calling her mom like 20 minutes later.
So before... Aww. Okay, so that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew at some point you were going to do that and you weren't going to tell anybody and all that. And you knew she would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird phenomenon, though, how somehow you're still nervous in that moment.
I was scared to death.
Because I was, too, when I proposed to Leslie. There was something weird about it. In that moment, you're still like, oh, my gosh, a little kid.
Yeah, and I wasn't nervous at all until we left dinner and I was driving back. That's when it started to hit me like, man, I'm about to propose to this girl. This is going to happen. I'm going to do it.
Do you think you acted different at dinner?
No.
Just a little bit?
Maybe not so much at dinner. It was a lot on focusing on her, and I just wanted to make the whole night about her because that day, that was 100% her day. So I didn't want to try and do anything silly or dumb. So at dinner, you know, we kind of talked about her vacation and all that kind of stuff. At one point, she was even like, we're talking so much about me. What about you? What about you? And I was like, no.
I didn't do anything this week.
That's what I told her. I was like, I went to work. I don't do anything over there.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So when you exited the room after you had proposed and your parents had no idea,
mm-hmm.
who got to break the news? Did you walk in and say, guess what, Mom?
Well, I actually didn't even break the news. I broke the news to my sister that night because she was actually in her room watching videos or something. I was like, hey, Rachel has something to show you. And I swear I've never seen her so excited in her life. So after that, the next morning is when I told my parents. And I didn't even tell them, like, hey, Rachel has something to show you. She was just wearing it. And it was finally like after 10 minutes of me sitting there and Rachel sitting there petting our cat. And Mom was like, is that what I think it is?
Oh.
And so then that's when they found out. So, yeah. It was a very, very good weekend. 100% surprise for everybody. And I'm very happy to be with the love of my life.
Congratulations, David Daly.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David the Barrel Boy is now engaged. And we're excited for him, happy for him. Mm-hmm. But I did notice, because I wanted to see how it was going to work out,
mm-hmm.
that I believe David might have gotten more likes on social media than he's ever gotten before.
I think without a doubt I did.
Because like your previous most liked photo, what would that have probably been?
Do you want to know the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was the picture I did of me trying to imitate Kylie Jenner.
That's a horrible picture.
And like a pseudo bandeau top.
Bando bra looking thing.
See-through.
Gross.
You can see his nipples.
It was really disgusting. But that got more likes than any kind of picture of Rachel and I on an anniversary or any sweet picture like that. That was my most liked picture.
That's weird, though.
Heck yeah, it's weird.
Because people stop in their feed, right?
Yes.
And like sometimes maybe we're over-sanitized on my feed especially.
Mm-hmm.
Because I overthink it. Like, I can't post that. I can't do that. So David's, let's go back and look and see how many likes David got. Because I think it might make me mad.
How is it going to make you mad?
He's offended and jealous.
Because David's post on his Instagram of he and Rachel with her holding up her engagement ring has 325 likes.
It does.
And that's more likes than I've ever received.
Listen, today you just need to announce that you and Leslie are pregnant.
I'm having a baby. And I'm going to post a picture. If somebody would send me an ultrasound, please.
Do you have any old ultrasounds laying around of Kai?
Probably do.
Take a picture of that today and say we have a big announcement.
Don't you think? But it's weird, though, because especially based on percentages, like your percentage is almost like 25% of the people who follow you. That's huge.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't even think about that. That's wild.
Because like you see people who get likes. Like let's say it's a girl who's in a sorority at college. Mm-hmm. And you go to their, you see something on their deal, 1,400 likes.
I know.
I'm like, how does that even happen?
We get excited for 50.
Right. I hit 51!
Hey!
But David got 325.
Wow, David.
Yeah, I guess I did pretty well.
Have you kept track of Rachel?
Percentage-wise, she might have me beaten.
Oh, man.
Who looks at percentages?
If you look at the percentage, though, she has like a third of her people.
Oh, congratulations to Rachel.
Yeah, so she beats me.
But people are weird about us. Because like some people might see it and want to like it, but they're like, oh, I don't want to be weird. I don't know them. I've never met them before.
Yeah, but I need my numbers to keep bumping up. So if anyone thinks that thought, don't think that thought.
And
just
like
go
it.
Like it. David on KFIN.
So we need to get to a third of the people who like you.
Yeah, let's get to 1,000 likes. We're a third of the way there.
Wait a minute. You want 1,000?
I want 1,000 likes.
If you get 1,000, I quit all social media.
Okay,
Brandon,
1,000 likes. This needs to happen now.
How can they find you?
David on KFIN on Instagram, Twitter, David Daly on Facebook.
All right, there you go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon, Kelly, David, the newly engaged boy. He did say that his wedding is a little bit away, so I have time to win him over as I try to make it where I'm the best man.
Well, I've decided I want to be in for the race, too.
The best.
You can't be a best man.
You can be the best woman.
The best individual.
Oh, well, maybe you should do that.
The best individual? Mm-hmm. I want y'all to compete for my love for the next 2 years.
It's on.
2 years.
Yeah, that's what you got. 2 years, and then we'll finally
decide.
What do
you want for breakfast in the morning?
You shut up. You can't do that.
Well, if you can
I've known him
some
longer.
Bacon
I've known
eggs.
Him longer.
I like a good glass of milk, too.
Look, I've known you longer. Up, she doesn't count.
She does count now. She's in the race. Yes. She's in the running.
That is not true.
She has been nominated.
And the race is on.
David, do you want a raise?
Do I want a raise? Of course I want a raise.
Hey,
well,
I
look
can't
who's
do
in.
That.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Well, Taylor Swift has signed on for the film version of the Broadway musical Cats. We know Taylor's a big fan of Cats. Now she'll be in the movie. Production. She's been in a couple other movies in the past, but a pretty big signing to get Taylor Swift.
Got you gossip on The Weeknd and Bella Hadid. So there's been a lot of speculation the past few months. Are they together? Are they not? Well, it looks like they are together. She just posted some pictures of them spending time in Tokyo. And in one of the videos, they're laughing and clapping and seen having a good time together. And he also posted, The Weeknd posted a picture of himself alongside with his friends. And he tagged Bella in it for basically photo creds just to show everyone that she was with him. So congratulations to Bella and The Weeknd.
And we got you gossip on Billboard's annual list of the biggest music moneymakers. Now, they rank all these artists on who made the most money on things like music sales and streaming and royalties and touring, which, of course, is a huge deal, but it only counts for U.S. sales and touring. So the top three kind of surprised me a little bit because rock and roll, classic rock is represented very well. Number three was Metallica, who made just over $43 million.
I still, baby, don't say a word. And never mind that.
Kelly, go. It's just up the beast. What was that?
I was about to do this next part.
Kelly, go. Okay. What was that?
I love Metallica.
Did you say
I used to be scared of them.
I was scared of them too. But I wanted to say I liked them because my friends did.
Right.
Well, you won't be afraid of number two. In fact, you're almost best friends with number two.
Who is it?
Oh.
It's Garth Brooks. He made over $52 million last year.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Garth Brooks.
You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy. I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have.
So Metallica's number three. Garth is number two. Who in the world could make more money than Garth Brooks?
It surprised me. You too. They made over $54 million this past year.
But I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
You too. Also, what Rachel's saying this morning. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is July 23rd. Today is also National Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day.
Yum, let's celebrate.
One of Reese's.
Reese's, what would you go for? Peanut butter and chocolate?
Probably the same thing.
Have you ever tried the Reese's with the little tiny pieces on the inside?
Yes.
Reese's Pieces with more
those
pieces?
Those are good.
No, it's like a Reese's peanut butter cup with little fragments of Reese's Pieces in the peanut butter.
Yep.
I've never had that before.
I tried it a couple weeks ago.
You know what Joey just bought at the grocery store?
What? They're
chocolate Twinkies with peanut butter in the middle.
Ooh, are they good?
I haven't had one yet.
Kelly.
I haven't.
Tell the truth.
No, I'm telling the truth.
You didn't try one?
He just got them Saturday. I was mad at him for getting them.
Yeah, I'd be mad too.
I didn't have one. I had 20.
The whole box.
So my go-to thing on peanut butter and chocolate is the peanut butter and chocolate ice cream at Baskin-Robbins, which I get every single time I go there.
Really?
And I went there the other night just specifically to go there for that.
Hey, look at you.
You'll have to go again tonight.
Shout out to Jennifer over there at Baskin-Robbins. She listens to the show. And she actually said, I see you every day on that billboard on Red Wolf Boulevard.
And you're smiling at her.
So there you go. It's up to Jennifer. Also today is National Good-Looking Grandma Day.
Good-looking grandma day? Ooh. How about it?
David, who's in for the win today?
Well, I can tell you who's in for the win.
Who is it?
That's Kelly's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You ready? Here we go.
Yep. Come on, Gwen, where are you?
Kelly's mom has got it going on. She's all I want and waited for so long. Kelly, can't you see you're just not the girl for me? Cause all I want,
I'm in love with Kelly's mom.
You nailed it. I'm in love with Kelly's mom. Thank you, Gwen.
Sorry, Rachel.